Hello. It's the 5th of August, 2019, and we have the Four of Cups reversed and the Ten of Swords reversed and the Ace of Wands. It's alive, apparently. Whoever this is talking about or talking to, someone may have been dead to the world for a while or may have felt dead inside, but something or someone has ignited something in you or someone you know, and it's either good to feel that way or good to see them feel that way again. The Ten of Swords is one of the death cards. If the ace is the beginning, the ten is the end, and the subject of the matter at hand, today being in the center of the spread. The ten is the rock bottom card. This is as low as you've ever been or as low as you'll ever be. It's all up from here. Something is being let go, but only because it's been dying for a long time. In the reverse, we can finally move on. Ten is one plus zero is one. So we move quite naturally to the Ace of Wands in the future. Passion and spirit will carry a body to lengths it would never otherwise think it could go. You know, like in those stories where people lift cars to save loved ones and stuff like that. Just the amazing things we forget or never even realized in the first place we were or are capable of. But right now, just look at all those swords. Something is really done. This is the proverbial dead horse. Let the poor thing die. And I don't think she hears me saying that. She doesn't like that at all. The Four of Cups in the past position is upright, a card of not being very grateful for what you have. But today, it's in the reverse and in our wake. Scorpio, Pluto, Mars, water. In the reverse and in the past, we are coming out of this apathetic, fatalistic phase, or at least realizing something is over and needs to die. And hopefully, it's this crappy attitude. The human on the old-time four sits under a tree, arms crossed, head down, either oblivious to or unaffected and unmoved by the many offers previously received in the form of three untouched gold cups at his or her feet, as yet another is being offered by the sky hand of the tarot. Regrets? The ace, an ace in the future position is not only a new opportunity, but a renewal in spirit, just being plain turned on. Aries, Mercury, Mars, water, which is pretty much what we all always are trying to achieve by any means necessary. This ace is a rush, and judging from the reversed Four of Cups in the past position, whatever once worked or whoever once worked just hasn't in a while. This could mean deciding to start all over without the vices, the ones that slow you down or dull your senses. But more than anything, I get the feeling that after a long period of numbing or numbness for whatever reason, we are actually inspired and motivated about a new project, idea, or relationship. Whatever it is, this is very much, finally, a light at the end of a long, dark tunnel. It's never about the what. It's always about the why. Capiche?